everybody. I know I haven't done one of these in a while, and I'm gonna try and break out of that habit and do these more regularly, at least like once a week. I mean, why not? I've just been so damn busy with all sorts of behind-the-scenes stuff that I can't talk about right now. It's all good stuff, but it's stuff that's just driving me freaking nuts. But we were Matt and I were going to do our podcast tonight. We're going to record our Geeks of Steel podcast, but he is actually busy tonight, and I was all kind of horny to talk. So I'm actually probably going to do a couple of these in a row here. But first, I wanted to do a little audio experiment. Right now, I'm in my new kind of office. It's my roommate's old room, old bedroom. She's since moved out and found a nice house, and now I'm in her room. And there's not much in here right now except my computer stuff. So I'm pretty sure it sounds, you can hear that kind of room echo sound when I'm talking, like I'm talking in an empty room, which I pretty much am. And I've been really obsessed about getting good sounding audio, and it's driving me nuts, this kind of room echo. And part of me thinks, well, maybe if I decorate and I get some stuff up on the walls, it might help a little bit. I never noticed this room echo in my old room. In my old room, it had my bed in there and a bookshelf, and I thought, well, maybe all this other crap in my room was kind of helping to kind of muffle that empty room room noise. Right now, I'm experimenting with this large piece of carpet that I have right here, and it was a huge piece of carpet that we had to lay over the some of our cables that we had. I had an Ethernet cable going from my roommate's room to my room, and to prevent us from tripping over it, we had this huge piece of carpet. And I'm gonna see. Well, you tell me. If you tell me if this sounds any different, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to pull it over my head here in a second. And just to see if that it acts like a small... see if this putting this huge piece of carpet over my head, you know, will... I'm essentially doing kind of a poor man's recording studio. So here we go. Okay. So now it's pretty much over my head, and it's kind of enveloping the microphone too. Can't do this very long because it's actually kind of covering up my monitor and I can't see how long I'm recording, so I can't do this too long. And it's also pretty heavy and, it's resting on my head and I have to kind of hold my arms up to kind of keep it steady here. But I don't know. I mean, how's this sound? Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello. Live from Radio City Music Hall. I mean, do I sound better? I think I've been playing around with it and doing little tests, and I think this sounds better. I mean, I sure as hell wouldn't want to do a whole podcast like this, a big, huge piece of carpet over my head. But I'm kind of wondering if I can, I don't know, kind of envelop maybe the microphone. I mean, what do you think? I mean, if I have some sort of like carpet tubing over the microphone, maybe that would help. Nah, I don't know. Here, I'm going to take it off here. Ugh, okay. So here I am again, no carpet over the head. I'm pretty sure it sounds different to you guys. I mean, I don't know. I'm mostly going to upload this just to see if this does actually make a difference once it's all been recorded and compressed and thrown up on the online. But hopefully this won't even be a big issue because I recently bought a new microphone. Right now I'm talking to you on a Rode Podcaster. Really good microphone, and I think if I had a room that wasn't so echoey, it would be, really good. The new one I got, the Heil PR40, is supposed to be really good. And I got a mixer and this thing that's like a compressor limiter gate thing. I don't know. It's supposed to beef up your audio quality. But I want to do these things more often. So I decided it was time to kind of get serious about this kind of stuff. So I'm going to try and do these more often. I actually might do another audio blog here in a minute. But I just wanted to give you guys a little heads up that I'm back. I haven't forgotten about doing these, and I'll hopefully find time to do these more often. Talk to you guys later.